Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Q News has been advised of 6 silent keys this WIA year. We'll read through the list and then we'll highlight the first and last name. First, VK4EZ, Ron Sivier, notified by VK4APD. VK4FCMI, Valentine Harbort, notified by VK4HIT. Victor Kilo 4 Alpha India Foxtrot, Ivan Fine, notified by VK4VI. And the TARC Incorporated in Townsville have notified of the passing of Victor Kilo 4 Alpha Echo Romeo, Edwina Rooms. Victor Kilo 4 Hotel Papa Tango, Peter Amos. And VK4BDJ, David Munn. Yes, the sad news in this week is that David Munn, Victor Kilo 4 Bravo Delta Juliet, the Budgie, went silent key Saturday, October 6 in Kirwan, a suburb of Townsville, following a long battle with cancer. Budgie hailed from Christchurch, New Zealand, where he first became a radio amateur and served on committees with a number of NZART chapters. Eventually, he flew across the ditch and settled at Black River, Townsville, and got cracking trying out new things in the hobby. Budgie was a pioneer in North Queensland in the areas of packet radio, with the first successful deployments of TST Host and TPK using compressed messaging, the first D-Star gateway in Townsville, one of the first APRS gateways in the north, and one of the first operators to use the HF digital modes of PSK31, Olivia, JT65, and also dabbled with Whisper and FT8 when health allowed. Budgie was a Linux guru and would always provide help when a fellow ham had a conundrum that needed solving. Victor Kilo 4 Bravo Delta Juliet was a former member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club and, unbeknown to lots of his ham friends, except for those who were entertained by him at past North Queensland amateur radio conventions, a ventriloquist. Budgie was well known throughout the city, having done long stints at taxi driving and airport shuttling before retiring in the 2000s. Budgie's passing leaves all in the wonderful world of amateur radio at a bit of a loss now he's gone. To Millicent and family, condolences in your time of need. Vale, David Munn, Victor Kilo 4 Bravo Delta Juliet, Silent Key. Ronald David Sivier, Victor Kilo 4 Echo Zulu. Ron was born the 17th of February 1926 of Finnish stock on both sides, the fourth of 5 boys at Karoi. His parents were small crop farmers. His great uncle had a bullock team that snigged logs in the surrounding bush, and Ron's uncle Arthur Ronlan of Tewantin was keen on radio, collected scraps that he mounted in a loose leaf binder, and had 6 volumes of the complete Radio and Hobbies 1939 to 1941. Ron didn't need urging and built crystal sets and a radio that the family listened to at lunchtime. Ron was educated at Karoi State School before helping the family full-time. When the Second World War started, he was shipped to Ainslie in the Gulf under the manpower scheme. At age 18, he was called up and underwent basic training at Cowra, but the war ended as he was about to be shipped abroad. He married local YL, Elizabeth Lettman, in 1947, and there are 2 surviving children. The family eventually came to Brisbane and lived in Kedron and Alderley. He was a policeman twice, but invalided out with a broken leg, among other injuries to self and clothes. Then he was a transport and milk tanker driver on the Brisbane to Lismore and Brisbane to Gympie routes. But then, radio called again. You know, he must have been doing such a private study and technical course as he got a job in forestry on the radio. He travelled all over Queensland, repairing transceiver equipment. He became head communications officer upon the death of Bert Hinkler, Victor Kilo 4 Alpha Hotel. In July 1961, he got his call sign, Victor Kilo 4 Echo Zulu. In his retirement to Manly, Ron did woodworking, particularly filigree. His health declined in his last decade and he had to give up his beloved Morse, apologising to all for his deteriorating fist. He died the 6th of July 2018. Victor Kilo 4 Echo Zulu, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The thunder sounds a kaleidoscope of Doppler shifts, and the rain plays a melody that those who live in the temperate and subtropics take comfort from. Yet this is only the spring in Australia, and we've just been advised by the Met Bureau that summer is looking more like we will meet El Niño again. If you're interested, the first cyclone of the season will be named Owen, and the warning is that cyclones will be fewer, but likely to be more intense. Let us hope that we dodge the meeting with Owen and he enjoys a trip well out to sea. The sun seems to be playing with the users of radio, with more holes appearing and even the odd sunspot to create interest. Perhaps the people getting the biggest thrills are those closest to the poles, with the aurora activity creating light shows. However, the seasonal changes to propagation are becoming noticeable, particularly around the 10-metre band, and the digital modes are still creating enthusiasm, noticeably with Whisper and FT8. At the bottom of the sunspot cycle, people usually look to getting the best they can from the bands that are open. This means that with an outlook for wild weather and more dry weather, we face some issues of keeping the skyhook safe and efficient. Spring has often been the time to check the guys, lubricate moving components, and check station grounds and earthing. For HF, getting the best ground conductivity is an important factor in station efficiency, and having a proper RF and electrical ground system is a necessary safety factor. Around my neck of the woods, it looks as if we are in for more storms and thus more rain. The soil surfaces are appreciating the light soakings, but the green grass will probably not start to recover until autumn. Hopefully the soil will be soft enough for me to get another earth stake down where I want to erect a vertical. With suitable ground radius and reusing water from the washing machine, I hope to get the best from a minimalist suburban setup. So around the country, but particularly the East Coast, we should all be using the time to prepare for the storm season properly. Messages are going out about preparedness, having a go kit and an escape plan in case of emergency. The emphasis these days is ensuring a resiliency in communities, and I hope that the amateur radio community has got its act together too. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.